Alrighty folks, welcome back to the Daring Poppy channel. My hand has been forced and I'm recording much sooner than I anticipated. So this is the second podcast for the day. It's still the 13th of October 2020 and this will be episode 100. And what I'm going to do is call this episode Quick Draw McGraw, and that's with just a little bit of a comical undertone, because when I was getting ready to publish and link in all my previous links, this is pretty much a constant now for me. I had several more links needing to copy over, and there are things that I'd spoken about in the recording, so hence me being back as quick as can be to get that rounded off. And really I find it quite comical now. I've got to be so swift with getting my information in, and while I was going through all that process today, the name Quick Draw McGraw kept coming into my mind, and it is a cartoon that I remember when I was a little girl. And I've gone online and found a cute little 1 minute clip from a YouTube site called Squares Your True. So I'm going to put up just a little Quick Draw McGraw clip to share with everyone. It felt quite appropriate when I did look at that, because it is defying the laws of nature and acting as swiftly as you can, and sort of getting ahead of the game as best you can. So that's just a little giggle as we move forward. A few other things have transpired which are quite pertinent to talk about too, since I recorded that last podcast. So the few that I missed being able to put in are from Against the Grain's channel, And We Know, Mud Fossil University. So all of those will be covered today and more, because more has rolled in, and all of this is just too important not to get out and circulating at the moment. And I'm sure a lot of people are really going to love that examination of melancholia to do with ego and extinction film analysis, because it really is our egos that we're at war with, and that will determine whether we survive or become extinct, and it's as plain as that. So Gwyneth Paltrow is one of the actresses in that. It's a very slow and could seem quite mundane to people who are not really interested in esoteric wisdom, but I know it's really had quite a powerful effect on how it's a huge piece of the puzzle for everything that I have on my table, if you like, in my situation room. So what I'd just also like to say, to do with all of this ego business, being discerning and prudent are real, these are virtues, and we've found ourselves in a very stagnant state, and we've really come here to purify, if we want to keep it simple, and instead of purifying we're seeing a putrefying, and that's because of our mental dysfunction, and cognitive dissonance is a malfunction in the brain, and we should have really been very good at understanding and welcoming new information by now, instead of rejecting and shooting the messenger and all the rest of it. So really, just to sort of round that off, we can coin the aspect of the knowing process in three categories. There's the things that we know that we know. So, and then there's the things we know we don't know. And then the hardest of all is knowing the things that we don't know. So we know we're near managing to be able to cope with things that we don't know because we haven't practiced at it. And this is a holistic process of becoming aware and conscious. So if we can't get the small things right, we're never going to get the big things right, they say, and nothing could be truer about the knowing process. So really got to smarten our acts up about automatically rejecting things we don't know on those grounds that I like to remind people that it's either inconvenient, uncomfortable, or unfamiliar. So let that just be a fresh challenge and little reality check on that topic. Now, ego from against the grain, I am having to revisit this amazing clip that I'm reposting from back in June to do with the shocking truth hidden in the movie Melancholia. Because this so involves New Zealand, we've got a comet that's circling over us at the moment, and it's actually a periodic comet. So one of the big effects that this comet had back in 2001 was a 7.7 earthquake. I've actually haven't written down where that was. Anyway, Igor clearly states that because he's actually retraced the steps of this, or the periodic orbit of this comet. So we've got, and it gets closer to Earth with each new season that it comes in. So we're in for quite a show in the next few years to do with Comet Neat. So I'm really grateful to be able to have become aware of that, and I hope that enlivens others out there, because it is our response to what's coming that will determine the outcome. And if we're aware and we're honouring these celestial bodies and this amazing, really is orchestral, there is a symphony playing in the heavens, and we need to play our part to be harmonising with that wisdom. Okay, so I've written a few more notes about what Igor had said there. He's called it a very odd comet. He doesn't believe we have long to wait till this has a really massive exchange with Earth. And it's now, right now, it's 9 astronomical units away from the Earth. So it's definitely having quite a profound performance up there with the circling that it's doing, particularly over New Zealand for the next couple of years. So as with all material on this channel, even mine, there's always evolving information. Igor doesn't know other aspects of perhaps more of the astrotheology, the spiritual and deeper legendary meaning behind a lot of what he's studying. But as with the likes of Wages World and Steve Olsen and all these other amazing souls out there that are just doing their best to bring forth what they are discovering, and then what we're finding now is it's all weaving together and making quite an amazing fabric, if you like, of, you know, they say the universe is a fabric, and it's all about weaving and waving and just playing with the alchemy of the frequency and the energy and the vibration is ultimately what it is, and being coherent and aware of that interchange and interplay and that impulse of life force that we are very much more in control of the workings than people realize, and that's the responsibility we have to wake up to that possibility and ultimately probability. So yep, just you know, keep an open mind, open heart, put question marks over things that you don't understand, but don't discount them, and always do your own checking about information that you're hearing. I'm certainly doing that. I've got questions for Igor, and I'm communicating with him to try and understand a little bit more in case I'm not understanding him properly. But, you know, equally it's all about hearing each other and communicating those areas that we need to understand more, or perhaps we've misunderstood. So assumptions are dangerous things. I always say that. Don't assume too much, and we'll just keep navigating and keeping the teamwork up without having any whoopsie daisies, shall we say. Okay. Well, moving on to the links, Planet X News have put up another one today, the latest photos of the Planet X system. There's more of these spherical celestial bodies at each side of the sun, and that's a picture to behold. And we know has produced another piece of great work that I'll tack on with the one of his that didn't fit in the last episode, and this one's called Threats Incoming to Cover Up HRC Corruption, Buckle Up. HRC being Hillary Rodham Clinton. And Wages World, two more of marks will be going up, both from the 13th of October. And Earth passing through comet debris, multicolor auroras unexpectedly show up. Why? Earthquake watch, no solar activity. And that's why this is also odd, what's happening with the auroras, because there is no solar activity at the moment, and normally that is fired and triggered through the forces of our sun, but something else is at play. And Mark talks about the Orionid meteor shower that we're being really bombarded with at the moment. And this is debris from the tail of Comet Halley's. So comets have a very, very long-lasting impact, as we're finding out. And probably debris is not a good word for this material that's streaming in from space, because what Roger's really showing, and so many great people before have pointed out, that this the universe is alive with biology, and it might just be a little bit more interesting matter than we've been led to believe, especially when you put a label on it like debris. It's a bit like them calling DNA junk. So yeah, we've just got to be quite vigilant at the moment and know things for the deeper meaning and perhaps origin than what we're being led to believe. Some clouds on Mars that are very mysterious at the moment. Mark's next one that he's just posted, red auroras, rare red auroras in Finland. Earthquake Watch and Solar Wind here. Okay, I'm going to link in Belarus. There's been an update, and this is coming off the South China Morning Post. This was a really fabulous update that covered a lot of different angles. And it's headed Belarus protests enter ninth week as President Lukashenko meets political opponents jail. So, and that there's dialogue there also with Putin, and I'm just going to do a little bit more checking that that's legitimate what they're saying, because they're saying that Putin is actually working with Lukashenko and about to give Belarus a really large loan. So I'm going to look into that a little bit more. Mud Fossil University, there's a series of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 I'll be popping up off Roger's site. These are just so just really examining things that we've thought and presumed for a long time. These terracotta warriors in China may be real. They may be people that have been turned to stone. And we're finding out that this is not actually so far-fetched. Mud fossils. Meaning of life and stoicism unboxed. Roger gives a little personal sharing there about what he's been up against, and he's 72 years old, and he now looks upon people who suffer from cognitive dissonance as insane. And I guess when you have it for too many generations, there is an alchemical kind of a catalyst, I guess, where the normalizing of abnormality, now we're being told to accept this level of insanity and madness on around the world as the new normal. So Roger gets my vote on that front. Everyone can make their minds up for themselves. Where is gold found? That's really fabulous, because I live on a gold and crystal peninsula here in the Coromandel, and I really valued that insight in that clip. L.A. Mazzulli and Mud Fossils is another one. And Roger's just done one called Is COVID a Virus or a Bacteria? So plenty of examining to do there, folks, but just really good to factor in someone who thinks outside the square. Okie dokie. All right, well, what I'll be just rounding off with here is, and the curiosity links. South China Morning Post had a clip that attracted my attention, and it's called Japan's Underground Temple Protecting Tokyo from Floods. And that's an absolute engineering feat, and it's all very strange, but it could have a double purpose. But yes, go and have a little look at that. And Vox, also, the biggest radioactive spill in US history. Now, this is to do with the Navajo community in a place called Church Rock, New Mexico. And this was to do with uranium mining. And that'll break your heart. But that's, yes, by Vox News. So some really neat coverage there. Okay, and just in closing, something that's just happened in between the recording earlier today, episode 99, I realised it was Tuesday, so obviously I'll have a TK Tuesday link to put up, which is called Confronting Stuff and Allegations, Billy Tikahika, TK Tuesday on the Vinnie Eastwood Show. I haven't managed to watch that yet. I'll report back if there's anything that is topical for our channel. But something that really did disturb me was another clip came through from the New Zealand Public Party today, and it's a short video, once again using the music, the New Zealand anthem that's been dedicated to the Advance New Zealand Party, and it is Lee Carroll, the lovely artist there. Well, Advance New Zealand have sent a clip out using the same anthem book, but with a series of different photos and just footage from different events since Billy stepped to the fore. And so it's a chronological sort of expose, if you like, and it's called Advance Story and Thank You. Well, I'm not going to split hairs. I was shocked that they're only showing in this clip the rally from the 12th of September. Now, if this is really a story, and when you watch it for yourselves, you'll see that it actually is chronological. They've ended the last few days still showing the 12th of September rally, which included a lot of amazing people. Now, I believe this is dishonest, and it's not giving the true story about what's been happening. So I have a problem with that, because a lot of the people that weren't there on Saturday were not there for a reason, and it's because they've been offended. So whether they were rightly offended or wrongly offended, this is not a time to not have good manners and not be good communicators, and that's what I'm seeing. This is really a very just childish moment in time where we're seeing just really people who don't have very professional ways of approaching things and being able to look at the greater good. So I just can't help thinking that I've been hearing Billy and Jamie Lee complaining bitterly about how misrepresented they've been by the New Zealand mainstream media, how things have been played down, and they had every right to be annoyed, because that event that did take place back on the 12th was ignored and played down. The numbers were played down, the topics that were discussed there were played down. So it's one thing to complain about what's being done to you, but it's a whole other thing when you start using those same tactics. So this is about honesty and transparency, and I've made a comment on that video that's just gone up on the New Zealand Public Party site. So yeah, the Daring Poppy, I've said what I think, and I've asked them to stop treating us like fools, as politely as can be. So sorry to end up not really singing the praises of this community of people, but I'm just really, I've had way too many layers of disbelief and shock and disappointment. Not that that keeps you down for long, you get back up, but I'm going to keep calling it as they keep testing the waters out there. I'm not going to be pretending like everything's okay and just continue in that vein. So all right, well, I shall wind it up there. I haven't even thought, oh yes, I have thought of a piece of music, because we were talking about digging in the dirt and the mud and mud fossils and that wonderful reference to going deep. And what was that lovely quote? The black dirt of Egypt, Alchemia, contains vital forces hiding in the mud. So I've chosen a song off Peter Gabriel's album, So. And anyway, the lyrics are called Digging in the Mud. Hopefully it'll be, I'll have the correct name when I put the link in anyway. So enjoy all of that, folks. And Definitely got plenty to go and get on with now, so I'll pop my head back up when the time's right. And if there's anything really pressing, I'll be back much sooner. And in the meantime, I wish everyone well and much love, light, and laughter. This is a tall poppy chiming off.